Abraham said, And afterward, what is your errand, O ye sent from Allah? They said, Lo, we are sent unto a guilty folk, that we may send upon them stones of clay, marked by thy Lord for the destruction of the wanton. And we brought forth such believers as were there, but we found there but one house of those surrendered to Allah. And we left behind therein a portent for those who fear a painful doom. And in Moses, too, there is a portent when we sent him unto Pharaoh with clear warrant. But he withdrew, confiding in his might, and said, A wizard or a madman? So we seized him and his hosts and flung them in the sea, for he was reprobate. And in the tribe of Ad there is a portent when we sent the fatal wind against them. It spared naught that it reached, but made it all as dust. And in the tribe of Thamud there is a portent when it was told them, Take your ease a while. But they rebelled against their Lord's decree, and so the thunderbolt overtook them even while they gazed. And they were unable to rise up, nor could they help themselves. And the folk of Noah aforetime, lo, they were licentious folk. We have built the heaven with might, and we it is who make the vast extent thereof. And the earth have we laid out, how gracious was the spreader thereof. And all things we have created by pairs, that haply ye may reflect. Therefore flee unto Allah. Lo, I am a plain warner unto you from him. And set not any other god along with Allah. Lo, I am a plain warner unto you from him. Even so there came no messenger unto those before them, but they said, A wizard or a madman. Have they handed down the saying as an heirloom one unto another? Nay, but they are froward folk. So withdraw from them, O Muhammad, for thou art in no wise blameworthy. And warn, for warning profiteth believers. I created the jinn and humankind only that they might worship me. I seek no livelihood from them, nor do I ask that they should feed me. Lo, Allah, he it is who giveth livelihood, the Lord of unbreakable might. And lo, for those who now do wrong, there is an evil day like unto the evil day which came for their likes of old. So let them not ask me to hasten on that day. And woe unto those who disbelieve from that their day which they are promised. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. By the mount, and a scripture inscribed, on fine parchment unrolled, and the house frequented, and the roof exalted, and the sea kept filled, lo, the doom of thy Lord will surely come to pass. There is none that can ward it off, on the day when the heaven will heave with awful heaving, and the mountains move away with awful movement. Then woe that day unto the deniers, who play in talk of grave matters, the day when they are thrust with a disdainful thrust into the fire of hell. And it is said unto them, This is the fire which ye were wont to deny. Is this magic, or do ye not see? Endure the heat thereof. And whether ye are patient of it, or impatient of it, is all one for you. Ye are only being paid for what ye used to do. Lo, those who kept their duty dwell in gardens and delight. Happy because of what their Lord hath given them, and because their Lord hath warded off from them the torment of hell fire. And it is said unto them, Eat and drink in health as reward for what ye used to do. Reclining on ranged couches, and we wed them unto fair ones with wide, lovely eyes. And they who believe and whose seed follow them in faith, we cause their seed to join them there, and we deprive them of naught of their life's work. Every man is a pledge for that which he hath earned. And we provide them with fruit and meat such as they desire. There they pass from hand to hand, a cup wherein is neither vanity nor cause of sin. And there go round, waiting on them, men servants of their own, as they were hidden pearls. And some of them draw near unto others, questioning, saying, Lo, of old, when we were with our families, we were ever anxious. But Allah hath been gracious unto us, and hath preserved us from the torment of the breath of fire. Lo, we used to pray unto him of old. Lo, he is the benign, the merciful. Therefore warn men, O Muhammad, by the grace of Allah, thou art neither soothsayer nor madman. Or, say they, he is a poet, one for whom we may expect the accident of time. Say unto them, expect your fill. Lo, I am with you among the expectant. Do their minds command them to do this, or are they an outrageous folk? Or say they, he hath invented it? Nay, but they will not believe. Then let them produce speech the like thereof, if they are truthful. Or were they created out of naught, or are they the creators? Or did they create the heavens and the earth? Nay, but they are sure of nothing. Or do they own the treasures of thy Lord, or have they been given charge thereof? Or have they any stairway unto heaven, by means of which they overhear decrees? Then let their listener produce some warrant manifest. Or hath he daughters, whereas ye have sons? Or askest thou, Muhammad, a fee from them, so that they are plunged in debt? Or possess they the unseen, so that they can write it down? Or seek they to ensnare the messenger? But those who disbelieve, they are the ensnared. Or have they any god beside Allah? Glorified be Allah from all that they ascribe as partner unto him. And if they were to see a fragment of the heaven falling, they would say, A heap of clouds. Then let them be, O Muhammad, till they meet their day, in which they will be thunder-stricken, a day in which their guile will naught avail them, nor will they be helped. And verily for those who do wrong there is a punishment beyond that, but most of them know not. So wait patiently, O Muhammad, for thy Lord's decree, for surely thou art in our sight. And hymn the praise of thy Lord when thou uprisest. And in the night time also hymn his praise, and at the setting of the stars. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. By the star when it setteth, your comrade erreth not, nor is deceived, nor doth he speak of his own desire. It is naught save an inspiration that is inspired, which one of mighty powers hath taught him, one vigorous, and he grew clear to view, when he was on the uppermost horizon. Then he drew nigh and came down, till he was distant 2 bows' length, or even nearer. And he revealed unto his slave that which he revealed. The heart lied not in seeing what it saw. Will ye then dispute with him concerning what he seeth? And verily he saw him yet another time, by the lote tree of the utmost boundary, nigh unto which is the garden of abode, when that which shroudeth did enshroud the lote tree. The eye turned not aside, nor yet was over bold. Verily he saw one of the greater revelations of his Lord. Have ye thought upon Allat and Al-Uzza, and Manat, the third, the other? Are yours the males, and his the females? That indeed were an unfair division. They are but names which ye have named, ye and your fathers, for which Allah hath revealed no warrant. They follow but a guess, and that which they themselves desire. And now the guidance from their Lord hath come unto them. Or shall man have what he coveteth? But unto Allah belongeth the afterlife and the former. And how many angels are in the heavens whose intercession availeth naught, save after Allah giveth leave to whom he chooseth and accepteth. Lo, it is those who disbelieve in the hereafter, who name the angels with the names of females. And they have no knowledge thereof, they follow but a guess. And lo, a guess can never take the place of the truth. Then withdraw, O Muhammad, from him who fleeth from our remembrance, and desireth but the life of the world. Such is their sum of knowledge. Lo, thy Lord is best aware of him who strayeth, and he is best aware of him who goeth right. And unto Allah belongeth whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth, that he may reward those who do evil with that which they have done, and reward those who do good with goodness. Those who avoid enormities of sin and abominations, save the unwilled offences, for them, lo, thy Lord is of vast mercy. He is best aware of you from the time when he created you from the earth, and when ye were hidden in the bellies of your mothers. Therefore ascribe not purity unto yourselves. He is best aware of him who wardeth off evil. Didst thou, O Muhammad, observe him who turned away, and gave a little, then was grudging? Hath he knowledge of the unseen, so that he seeth? Or hath he not had news of what is in the books of Moses, and Abraham who paid his debt? That no laden one shall bear another's load, and that man hath only that for which he maketh effort, and that his effort will be seen, and afterward he will be repaid for it with fullest payment, and that thy Lord, he is the goal, and that he it is who maketh laugh and maketh weep, and that he it is who giveth death and giveth life, and that he createth the two spouses, the male and the female, from a drop of seed when it is poured forth, and that he hath ordained the second bringing forth, and that he it is who enricheth and contenteth, and that he it is who is the Lord of Sirius, and that he destroyed the former tribe of Ad, and the tribe of Thamud he spared not, and the folk of Noah aforetime, lo, they were more unjust and more rebellious, and Al-Mutafika he destroyed, so that there covered them that which did cover. Concerning which then of the bounties of thy Lord canst thou dispute? He is a warner of the warners of old. The threatened hour is nigh. None beside Allah can disclose it. Marvel ye then at this statement, and laugh and not weep, while ye amuse yourselves. Rather, prostrate yourselves before Allah and serve Him. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. The hour drew nigh, and the moon was rent in twain. And if they behold a portent, they turn away and say, prolong delusion. They denied the truth and followed their own lusts, yet everything will come to a decision. And surely there hath come unto them news whereof the purport should deter, effective wisdom, but warnings avail not. So withdraw from them, O Muhammad, on the day when the summoner summoneth unto a painful thing. With downcast eyes they come forth from the graves as they were locusts spread abroad. Hastening toward the summoner, the disbelievers say, this is a hard day. The folk of Noah denied before them, yea, they denied our slave and said, a madman, and he was repulsed. So he cried unto his Lord, saying, I am vanquished, so give help. Then opened we the gates of heaven with pouring water, and caused the earth to gush forth springs, so that the waters met for a predestined purpose. And we carried him upon a thing of planks and nails, that ran upon the waters in our sight, as a reward for him who was rejected. And verily we left it as a token, but is there any that remembereth? Then see how dreadful was my punishment after my warnings. And in truth we have made the Quran easy to remember, but is there any that remembereth? The tribe of Ad rejected warnings. Then how dreadful was my punishment after my warnings. Lo, we let loose on them a raging wind on a day of constant calamity, sweeping men away as though they were uprooted trunks of palm trees. Then see how dreadful was my punishment after my warnings. And in truth we have made the Quran easy to remember, but is there any that remembereth? The tribe of Thamud rejected warnings. For they said, is it a mortal man alone among us that we are to follow? Then indeed we should fall into error and madness. Hath the remembrance been given unto him alone among us? Nay, but he is a rash liar. Unto their warner it was said, tomorrow they will know who is the rash liar. Lo, we are sending the she-camel as a test for them. So watch them and have patience, and inform them that the water is to be shared between her and them. Every drinking will be witnessed. But they called their comrade, and he took and hamstrung her. Then see how dreadful was my punishment after my warnings. Lo, we sent upon them one shout, and they became as the dry twigs rejected by the builder of a cattle fold. And in truth we have made the Quran easy to remember, but is there any that remembereth? The folk of Lot rejected warnings. Lo, we sent a storm of stones upon them all, save the family of Lot, whom we rescued in the last watch of the night, as grace from us. Thus we reward him who giveth thanks. And he indeed had warned them of our blow, but they did doubt the warnings. They even asked of him his guests for an ill purpose. Then we blinded their eyes and said, taste now my punishment after my warnings. And in truth the punishment decreed befell them early in the morning. Now taste my punishment after my warnings. And in truth we have made the Quran easy to remember, but is there any that remembereth? And warnings came in truth unto the house of Pharaoh, who denied our revelations every one. Therefore we grasped them with the grasp of the mighty, the powerful. Are your disbelievers better than those, or have ye some immunity in the scriptures? Or say they, we are a host victorious? The hosts will all be routed and will turn and flee. Nay, but the hour of doom is their appointed tryst, and the hour will be more wretched and more bitter than their earthly failure. Lo, the guilty are in error and madness. On the day when they are dragged into the fire upon their faces, it is said unto them, feel the touch of hell. Lo, we have created everything by measure, and our commandment is but one commandment, as the twinkling of an eye. And verily we have destroyed your fellows, but is there any that remembereth? And everything they did is in the scriptures. And every small and great thing is recorded. Lo, the righteous will dwell among gardens and rivers, firmly established in the favor of a mighty king. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. The Beneficent hath made known the Quran. He hath created man. He hath taught him utterance. The sun and the moon are made punctual. The stars and the trees adore. And the sky he hath uplifted, and he hath set the measure, that ye exceed not the measure. But observe the measure strictly, nor fall short thereof. And the earth hath he appointed for his creatures, wherein are fruit and sheathed palm trees, husked grain and scented herb. Which is it of the favors of thy Lord that ye deny? He created man of clay like the potter's, and the jinn did he create of smokeless fire. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? Lord of the two easts and Lord of the two wests. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? He hath loosed the two seas, they meet. There is a barrier between them, they encroach not one upon the other. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? There cometh forth from both of them the pearl and coral stone. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? His are the ships displayed upon the sea like banners. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? Every one that is thereon will pass away. There remaineth but the countenance of thy Lord of might and glory. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? All that are in the heavens and the earth entreat him. Every day he exerciseth universal power. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? We shall dispose of you, O ye two dependents, man and jinni. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? O company of jinn and men, if ye have power to penetrate all regions of the heavens and the earth, then penetrate them. Ye will never penetrate them save with our sanction. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? There will be sent against you both heat of fire and flash of brass, and ye will not escape. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? And when the heaven splitteth asunder and becometh rosy like red hide, which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? On that day neither man nor jinni will be questioned of his sin. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? The guilty will be known by their marks, and will be taken by the forelocks and the feet. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? This is hell which the guilty deny. They go circling round between it and fierce boiling water. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? But for him who feareth the standing before his Lord, there are two gardens. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? Of spreading branches. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? Wherein are two fountains flowing. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? Wherein is every kind of fruit in pairs? Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? Reclining upon couches lined with silk brocade, the fruit of both gardens near to hand. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? Therein are those of modest gaze, whom neither man nor jinni will have touched before them. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? In beauty like the jacinth and the coral stone. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? Is the reward of goodness aught save goodness? Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? And beside them are two other gardens. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? Dark green with foliage. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? Wherein are two abundant springs. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? Wherein is fruit, the date palm and pomegranate. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? Wherein are found the good and beautiful. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? Fair ones, close guarded in pavilions, which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny, whom neither man nor jinni will have touched before them? Which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? Reclining on green cushions and fair carpets, which is it of the favors of your Lord that ye deny? Blessed be the name of thy Lord, mighty and glorious. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. When the event befalleth, there is no denying that it will befall, abasing some, exalting others. When the earth is shaken with a shock, and the hills are ground to powder, so that they become a scattered dust, and ye will be three kinds. First, those on the right hand. What of those on the right hand? And then those on the left hand. What of those on the left hand? And the foremost in the race, the foremost in the race, those are they who will be brought nigh in gardens of delight, a multitude of those of old, and a few of those of later time, on lined couches, reclining therein face to face. There wait on them immortal youths, with bowls and ewers and a cup from a pure spring, wherefrom they get no aching of the head nor any madness, and fruit that they prefer, and flesh of fowls that they desire. And there are fair ones with wide, lovely eyes, like unto hidden pearls, reward for what they used to do. There hear they no vain speaking nor recrimination, naught but the saying, peace, and again, peace. And those on the right hand, what of those on the right hand? Among thornless lote trees, and clustered plantains, and spreading shade, and water gushing, and fruit in plenty, neither out of reach nor yet forbidden, and raised couches. Lo, we have created them a new creation, and made them virgins, lovely, friends, for those on the right hand, a multitude of those of old, and a multitude of those of later time. And those on the left hand, what of those on the left hand? In scorching wind and scalding water, and shadow of black smoke, neither cool nor refreshing, lo, heretofore they were effete with luxury, and used to persist in the awful sin. And they used to say, when we are dead and have become dust and bones, shall we then forsooth be raised again? And also our forefathers? Say unto them, O Muhammad, lo, those of old and those of later time will all be brought together to the tryst of an appointed day. Then, lo, ye, the erring, the deniers, ye verily will eat of a tree called Zakkum, and will fill your bellies therewith. And thereon ye will drink of boiling water, drinking even as the camel drinketh. This will be their welcome on the day of judgment. We created you, will ye then admit the truth? Have you seen that which ye emit? Do ye create it, or are we the creator? We mete out death among you, and we are not to be outrun, that we may transfigure you and make you what ye know not. And verily ye know the first creation, why then do ye not reflect? Have ye seen that which ye cultivate? Is it ye who foster it, or are we the foster? If we willed, we verily could make it chaff, then would ye cease not to exclaim, Lo, we are laden with debt. Nay, but we are deprived. Have ye observed the water which ye drink? Is it ye who shed it from the rain cloud, or are we the shedder? If we willed, we verily could make it bitter. Why then give ye no thanks? Have ye observed the fire which ye strike out? Was it ye who made the tree thereof to grow, or were we the grower? We, even we, appointed it a memorial and a comfort for the dwellers in the wilderness. Therefore, O Muhammad, praise the name of thy Lord, the Tremendous. Nay, I swear by the places of the stars, and lo, that verily is a tremendous oath if ye but knew, that this is indeed a noble Qur'an. In a book kept hidden, which none toucheth save the purified, a revelation from the Lord of the worlds, is it this statement that ye scorn, and make denial thereof your livelihood? Why then, when the soul cometh up to the throat of the dying, and ye are at that moment looking, and we are nearer unto him than ye are, but ye see not, why then, if ye are not in bondage unto us, do ye not force it back, if ye are truthful? Thus, if he is of those brought nigh, then breath of life and plenty and a garden of delight. And if he is of those on the right hand, then the greeting, Peace be unto thee, from those on the right hand. But if he is of the rejecters, the erring, then the welcome will be boiling water, and roasting as hell fire. Lo, this is certain truth. Therefore, O Muhammad, praise the name of thy Lord, the Tremendous. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. All that is in the heavens and the earth glorifieth Allah, and He is the Mighty, the Wise. His is the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. He quickeneth and He giveth death, and He is able to do all things. He is the first and the last, and the outward and the inward, and He is knower of all things. He it is who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, then He mounted the throne. He knoweth all that entereth the earth, and all that emergeth therefrom, and all that cometh down from the sky, and all that ascendeth therein. And He is with you wheresoever ye may be, and Allah is seer of what ye do. His is the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth, and unto Allah all things are brought back. He causeth the night to pass into the day, and He causeth the day to pass into the night, and He is knower of all that is in the breasts. Believe in Allah and His Messenger, and spend of that whereof He hath made you trustees, and such of you as believe and spend aright, theirs will be a great reward. What aileth you that ye believe not in Allah, when the Messenger calleth you to believe in your Lord, and He hath already made a covenant with you, if ye are believers? He it is who sendeth down clear revelations unto His slave, that He may bring you forth from darkness unto light. And lo, for you Allah is full of pity, merciful. And what aileth you that ye spend not in the way of Allah, when unto Allah belongeth the inheritance of the heavens and the earth? Those who spent and fought before the victory are not upon a level with the rest of you. Such are greater in rank than those who spent and fought afterwards. Unto each hath Allah promised good, and Allah is informed of what ye do. Who is he that will lend unto Allah a goodly loan, that he may double it for him, and his may be a rich reward? On the day when thou, Muhammad, wilt see the believers, men and women, their light shining forth before them and on their right hands, and wilt hear it said unto them, Glad news for you this day. gardens underneath which rivers flow, wherein ye are immortal. That is the supreme triumph. On the day when the hypocritical men and the hypocritical women will say unto those who believe, Look on us, that we may borrow from your light. It will be said, Go back and seek for light. Then there will separate them a wall, wherein is a gate, the inner side whereof containeth mercy, while the outer side thereof is toward the doom. They will cry unto them, saying, Were we not with you? They will say, Yea, verily, but ye tempted one another, and hesitated, and doubted, and vain desires beguiled you till the ordinance of Allah came to pass, and the deceiver deceived you concerning Allah. So this day no ransom can be taken from you, nor from those who disbelieved. Your home is the fire. That is your patron, and a hapless journey's end. Is not the time ripe for the hearts of those who believe to submit to Allah's reminder, and to the truth which is revealed, that they become not as those who received the scripture of old, but the term was prolonged for them, and so their hearts were hardened, and many of them are evil livers. Know that Allah quickeneth the earth after its death. We have made clear our revelations for you, that haply ye may understand. Lo, those who give alms, both men and women, and lend unto Allah a goodly loan, it will be doubled for them, and theirs will be a rich reward. And those who believe in Allah and His messengers, they are the loyal, and the martyrs are with their Lord. They have their reward and their light. While, as for those who disbelieve and deny our revelations, they are owners of hell fire. Know that the life of this world is only play, and idle talk, and pageantry, and boasting among you, and rivalry in respect of wealth and children, as the likeness of vegetation after rain, whereof the growth is pleasing to the husbandman, but afterward it drieth up, and thou seest it turning yellow, then it becometh straw. And in the hereafter there is grievous punishment, and also forgiveness from Allah, and His good pleasure, whereas the life of the world is but matter of illusion. Race one with another for forgiveness from your Lord, and a garden whereof the breath is as the breath of the heavens and the earth, which is in store for those who believe in Allah and His messengers. Such is the bounty of Allah, which He bestoweth upon whom He will, and Allah is of infinite bounty. Naught of disaster befalleth in the earth or in yourselves, but it is in a book. We bring it into being. Lo, that is easy for Allah. That ye grieve not for the sake of that which hath escaped you, nor yet exult because of that which hath been given. Allah loveth not all prideful boasters. Who hoard, and who enjoin upon the people avarice, and whosoever turneth away, still Allah is the absolute, the owner of praise. We verily sent our messengers with clear proofs, and revealed with them the scripture and the balance, that mankind may observe right measure. And He revealed iron, wherein is mighty power and many uses for mankind, and that Allah may know Him who helpeth him and his messengers, though unseen. Lo, Allah is strong, almighty. We verily sent Noah and Abraham, and placed the prophethood and the scripture among their seed, and among them there is he who goeth right, but many of them are evil livers. Then we caused our messengers to follow in their footsteps, and we caused Jesus, son of Mary, to follow, and gave him the gospel, and placed compassion and mercy in the hearts of those who followed him. But monasticism they invented, we ordained it not for them, only seeking Allah's pleasure. And they observed it not with right observance, So we gave those of them who believe their reward, but many of them are evil livers. O ye who believe, be mindful of your duty to Allah, and put faith in His Messenger. He will give you twofold of His mercy, and will appoint for you a light wherein ye shall walk, and will forgive you. Allah is forgiving, merciful. That the people of the Scripture may know that they control naught of the bounty of Allah, but that the bounty is in Allah's hand to give to whom He will. And Allah is of infinite bounty.